It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. This week, Wayne County received a copy of a consent agreement with the state. The state recently confirmed a financial emergency in the county. Joining us now are Susan Demas, publisher of Inside Michigan Politics, and Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Susan, Wayne County Executive Warren Evans said from the outset of this issue that he really wanted a consent agreement with the state. How does managing this financial crisis through a consent agreement differ from using an emergency manager?
Well, there obviously will not be a head person in charge as there was in Detroit and in several other cities. Actually, Warren Evans himself has quite a bit of latitude in negotiating with unions to try and cut back on benefits. So I think he would obviously view that as a positive. It's also not as drastic of a step.
Ken, Governor Snyder has also said that he's glad that this is the option Wayne County is leaning towards, and he's hopeful they can come to some agreement on terms. Why is a consent agreement a better option from the state's perspective?
I think this is a smart move for both Wayne County and the state because you have locally elected officials retain their authority. The accountability is basically local, and the state avoids the animosity that always occurs when there's a state-appointed emergency manager that comes in from the outside. And I think the last thing the state needs right now is another Detroit or Wayne County financial problem that they have to address.
So some of this is just about the optics.
Well, it's in part optics, but really I give a lot of credit to Warren Evans and at this point to the leadership at the county commission level, although this thing hasn't been approved yet. But, you know, they keep their authority. They keep the accountability. They're basically in charge. They have state oversight to some extent. But I think the Wayne County officials, particularly Warren Evans, deserves a lot of credit for this at this point.
Susan, what the county has in its hands right now is a proposed consent agreement. That means the terms are going to have to be figured out. Where do you think Wayne County and the state might butt heads?
Well, there are an awful lot of unfunded liabilities that they have in terms of health care and pension costs. And as we saw with Detroit, there's no pain-free option. People are going to see cuts. And, you know, this board is heavily Democratic. They're going to really chafe if there are drastic cuts.
But we also know, and this is something we've talked about before, Ken, the legislature is suffering from a bit of fatigue when it comes to giving money to municipalities to help with these financial situations. So there may be painful cuts, but what else will you be looking for as we move forward?
Well, as I mentioned, the last thing the legislature wants is to be dragged into this financial problem in Wayne County. And, you know, the state, if this doesn't work out, the failure doesn't rest at the feet of the state. And the emergency manager option is still an option if this doesn't work out. So I just think from the state standpoint and really from Wayne County, this is a smart path. And, of course, we'll see if it actually works.
Susan, what will you be watching for moving forward?
Well, obviously, the Board of Commissioners was set to talk about this this morning. Already you've seen some of the members like Ray Basham, a former state legislator, express extreme concern. I'm watching to see if this does unfold the way Detroit did, because as we remember, that also started out with a consent agreement and ended with an emergency manager when not enough progress was made.
Susan Demas is publisher of Inside Michigan Politics, and Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Susan, Ken, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.